You know, he says he's not the best shot or best sniper out there, and that's crazy. I mean, Chris is an incredible shot with a rifle. I was in fact, we were, you know, my friend Jay Redmond and I, another Navy SEAL, were going down with Chris to go shooting at the Rough Creek Range with him, and talk about our plan for 2013 and how we can help veterans readjust. And obviously, Chris is gone. We can't do that now. I'm gonna. You know, I know Jay and I and every other Navy SEAL out there, any other person that knew Chris is going to pick his torch up and carry it forward. But I will tell you that Chris, I mean, he's the best of the best. I mean, you know, you've interviewed him. He's the most humble, down-to-earth, genuine guy you ever talked to. And kind and compassionate to a fault, a loving husband, father, and brother. This is just not only a devastating loss for America and the military, but for his family as well. It's just a crushing blow, you know, because Brian, like, Chris was a source of inspiration for thousands of veterans, and to have him taken from the community like that, devastating to the veterans and obviously his family as well. But it's just like, I mean, I can't stress enough, like, how devastating this is to lose him like this.
What is your reaction to Ron Paul's tweet? He says, Chris Kyle's death seems to confirm that he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. Treating PTSD at a firing range doesn't make sense.
I think that it's insensitive, it's ignorant, and it's idiotic. Because he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. So I live by the sword. Does that mean that I open myself up or I deserve somehow to be killed? You know, hundreds of thousands of veterans that have defended this nation honorably over the past 50 years, 100 years, have lived by the sword. Cops every day live by the sword to protect us. Does that mean that they deserve to die by the sword? And, like, the idea of treating PTSD in a firing range doesn't seem to make much sense. I mean, that's not really what Chris is doing. You know, Chris isn't he's not a medical professional, but he was just, again, taking someone who he thought was his friend out to the range to shoot, to help him. That was it. You know, like I told you on the show yesterday, like, shooting is a very familiar skill set for veterans. And it would be like, you know, the equivalent to taking a, like I said on the show, like a basketball player out to shoot hoops or a hockey player out on the ice to shoot around. And, you know, what makes me so angry about Ron Paul and that statement is that that statement too is devastating to the military community, because there are thousands of veterans out there fighting the good fight, fighting against PTSD, making great decisions in their lives. And when he says something like that, when somebody of his stature says something like that, it makes every veteran in the world think, oh, my God, I don't want to seek treatment here. People are going to think that I'm crazy. They're not going to want me to carry a gun. They're not going to let me shoot anymore. My comrades are going to think I'm crazy. They're not going to want to deploy with me. I mean, the second and third order effects of a statement like that are devastating. And people wonder why there is such a stigma attached to PTSD in our military. It's because of statements like that.